Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. Good first hour. On the show now, we have former UA baseball coach, national champion, Andy Lopez. Coach Lopez, are you there?
Yes, Steve. How you doing?
Fine. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
How's retirement treating you?
Good. I'll always miss being on a field and trying to get young guys ready for a series or trying to help them improve on the game. But, I'm not going to deny the fact that I don't miss recruiting.
Right.
I don't miss recruiting. I don't miss things like that. And that really is the lifeblood to any major college program. You got to go out and recruit. And so, I really don't miss all the other aspects of it, but I'll always miss getting out there and trying to help a guy get better in terms of the game of baseball.
Being a longtime competitor, probably since you were 3 years old, if not earlier, how do you fix that now? I mean, do you compete in board games, or what do you do?
No, there was a rule established by my wife when Lynn and I have been blessed. The Lord blessed me with a good, godly woman and prayed for me all those years and put up with all my madness. But she established something a long time ago that dad couldn't play any games with the kids in terms of board games and stuff. My competitive juices sometimes get out of control, even in simple things like that. I'm not proud of that, but I'm not going to sit here and deny it either. So now, you know what? I walk, and still work out and, take care of myself after the heart surgery and stuff like that. Competitive juices are there, but they kind of show themselves up in little different ways now, which is kind of funny. I mean, clean my pool now. I'm a pool man now. I clean my pool and I try to get it done in 10, 15 minutes. it's funny. I do some little silly things that, I valued my friendship with you in the years I was coaching, Steve. You always did a good job for me in the program. And so I share that with you. I still keep my juices going in little silly ways.
That's funny. Now you're just trying to beat Mr. Lopez then.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Hey, in your time here, and you've coached some fantastic kids throughout the years, what outside of winning a national title, what were the other great times for you?
Oh, man. One of the things that I do, Steve Corcanley, is I work at a charter high school, Southern Arizona Community Academy on Grant and Tucson Boulevard. I've been doing it since I got out. I got out in June and I started in January, so I'm into my 3 years now, I guess, doing it. And I mentor 2 days a week. I'm in there from 10 to 1, mentoring high school kids. It's a self-paced high school. It's a non-traditional high school. I love it. I absolutely love it and it ties into your question, because I still get a chance to sit down with young people and look them in the eye and try to give them a vision, of success, a vision of an accomplishment, a vision of doing things. My best memories are, wherever I was offered a job, the program was down. Let's face it. Wherever I was offered a job, the program was down. I went to Pepperdine. It was a little bit down. And 4 years later, by the grace of God, we won a national title. I went to Florida at that time. The program was down. And, my second year there, we're in Omaha. My third year or my fourth year, we're in Omaha again as the number one team in the nation. Never won the national championship there, and I always regret that, but that's life. I came here, and I love Coach Kendall. God, I miss him all the time. My friendship with him is I just cherish. But the program was down. It'd been to one regional in 8 years when I came in. And our third year we're in Omaha. Now, I don't say that as an accomplishment of Andy Lopez in any way, shape, or form. No. I recruited, my staff and I, we recruited really good players, Jordan Brown, Trevor Crow, John Malone, Mark Melanson, Nick Hundley, great young guys to get our program going here. And I was blessed, man. I was blessed with good assistant coaches and good players, and we were successful. But the thing that I really enjoyed was looking in the eyes of those young guys and bringing them in. Hey, we're bringing guys in, and we've been to one regional in 8 years here, and I'm looking them in the eye and saying, you know what, we're going back to Omaha with you. You're going to get us back to Omaha. Not me. I'm never going to throw a pitch. I'm never going to take it at bat. But you are going to get us back there. But, you're going to have to listen to what we say and how we do it and da-da-da. But you're going to get us back to Omaha. And, our third year, there those guys are. And they go to Long Beach State and beat Jared Weaver and I mean, they had a bunch of big leaguers, Troy Tulowitzki, Jared Weaver, Vargas, who's still pitching the big leagues. And, you know, and they win at Long Beach State and get to Omaha in 2004, our third year here, and they're sophomores. And those are things that, I'm actually able to do now with young people in terms of, hey, you're going to get your high school degree. You're going to get your high school degree. You're going to be successful. You're going to break the chains of, what's going on in your family's life, be it alcoholism or whatever that's going on. But, you know, you're able to look them in the eye. So, yeah, the, winning the national championship's a special moment. But, man, when you see young guys accomplish their goals and their visions, whoo, man, I will forever miss that. I will forever miss that.
So you're one of the great guys who has these great lines. You know, my favorite from you is somewhere in America, someone's making that play.
Yeah.
So and I'm going to ask you some more later, but are you able to pull out some of your lines on these kids?
Yes. Oh, man, all the time. All the time. You know, I mean, some of the things I say to these young, and I, you know, they call me coach, you know, and I talk to male and female students. I talk to both genders, and they call me coach, and I'll go in there every Tuesdays, Thursdays from 10 to 1. I've been there 3 years now, so I've got a relationship with a lot of them. And I'll sit in there and I'll say, hey, you know what? I'll just tell them, you know, I wish I could lie to you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm 65 years old. And, you know, like they're 16 years old.
Right, sure.
Hey, I remember being 16. And I remember being 16. Now looking at me, I said, now do you know what it's like to be 65? And they'll, what? What the heck are you talking about, right? And I'll say, let me tell you the truth. It's a be good or be gone world. It's a be good or be gone world. I wish you weren't that way. But you go to a job, and if you're really good, they're going to give you an advancement. They're going to do it. And if you're not very good, guess what? They're going to move on and get someone else. And so, you know, I just try to give them truths, man. Try to give them things that I know I learned in my lifetime through my mom and dad and my faith and my coaches in the past. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, somewhere in America, someone's making that play. I guarantee it, you know. And so, so let's have it happen here in Tucson and go play for a national title.
Well, that goes perfectly with your saying, if you're not good, you be good or be gone.
Yes. I mean, I you know, hey, like, and I tell these kids, look, I wish I could lie to you. I grew up in the projects of Los Angeles and Rancho San Pedro, and my mom and dad both from Mexico. My mom was a picker when she was 12, 13 years old in Central California. And, you know, I mean, hey, man, you know, I wish I could lie to you. I wish I could tell you, you know what, you get your high school degree, you walk out on the streets, you smile really bright, and people are throwing jobs at you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just coming. No, that's not how it is.
Right.
I mean, I've got a son right now that started his coaching career, and he's in the hot spring of or the hot town of Big Spring, Midland, Big Spring, Texas, which is about 30 miles north of Midland, Texas. And he's at the bottom of the barrel. He's at the bottom of the rung. But you know, I talk to him all the time. And I go, hey, Mike, you know what? If the Lord wills it for you to have a great job one day, a job where you got all the perks, you know, the Arizona jobs, the Florida jobs, the Pepperdine jobs, hey, you will really appreciate all the things that those jobs offer. So it's good to start where you're at right now. And, you know, and I try to tell these kids, hey, it's not going to be easy. You know, don't let anybody lie to you. It's not going to be easy. You know, so, yeah, I still enjoy that a lot. But, you know, getting back to your question, yeah, national championships were nice, but, man, just looking at a group of guys – and telling them, hey, you know what? We're going to turn this place around.
Yeah.
That's the vision. We're going to turn this place around. And then watch them go about it and then have them actually do it, Steve. Whew, man.
Right. Can you stick around with me for another few minutes after we take
yeah.
a break? Okay,
yeah,
we're going to take a break, and we'll talk. Let's do some reminiscing on the other side.
All right.
Hey, Hey there, sports fans. Everyone knows that pizza is a game day tradition, and Tino's Pizza has been feeding fans across town for 34 years. Family-owned and operated, Tino's has your game day covered, from scratch-made pizzas to wings. You can dine in or swing by for pickup, and delivery is available, too. For game day and every day in between, Tino's Pizza is ready to serve at 6610 East Tankerverde Road. Call them at 296-9656 or check out their menu today at tinospizza.com.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 1/2/19. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
My husband thinks he's MacGyver. Give him a paperclip, duct tape, and chewing gum, and he can fix anything for about a day.
Honey, it's freezing in here. Please call Mission Heating and Cooling to fix our heater.
Look, I'm not spending money on that.
Well, Mission Heating and Cooling will do a free estimate, free diagnostic test, and not charge us for the trip.
Don't worry, honey. I've got this.
Listen to your wife. Call Mission Heating and Cooling today at 822-8499.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit hughesfcu.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. John C. Scott features interviews with elected officials, candidates, reporters, consultants, and voters in what shapes up to be one of the most critical election years in our history.
The John C. Scott Show, weekday afternoons 3 to 5 on AM 1030 KBOI. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on Tucson.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Steve Rivera, and this is Eye on the Ball. I'm on the phone with Coach Andy Lopez, formerly of the U of A, and now just living life and enjoying it, aren't you?
As much as I can. No,
yes.
Yeah, no, I am. I truly am. And I'm getting, you know, I do television work for the Pac-12 now, so I still get my fix of college baseball.
Yes, I'm sure you do. I mean, that's gonna be a lot of fun. When you retired, I think you were 62, and I'm thinking, this guy's a young guy, has a lot of gas in the tank left. What's he gonna do? And I knew right away you were gonna do TV because you'd be perfect for that with your storytelling.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed it. I really have. I had a great schedule last year. I had Arizona. God, I think I had the U of A like 6-7 times, and I hadn't had them at all the first 2 years. And I didn't want to say anything and kind of complain. You know, I'm the rookie, right? So I didn't want to say anything, but. Last year they gave me a great schedule. I had the University of Arizona like 6-7 times, and that was a blessing. So that's good.
Tell me, the year you won the title here 3-4 years ago. Now, how was that for you? Typically, the kids are crazy and they're having fun. Was it a stressful time for you, or do you just enjoy the ride?
No, you know, I wish I could say I enjoyed the ride. And I was, yeah, listen, I learned something a long time ago that you are as good as your players. You really are. I heard John Wooden say something once. I was fortunate. I played at UCLA and played college baseball at UCLA when Coach Wooden ended his career. And And I think many people probably know this, but Coach Wooden was a really big baseball fan, loved college baseball. And when he retired, Steve, he moved into the office and shared the office with my baseball coach, Gary Adams, at the time. And I was captain of the team. And Coach Adams had a routine where he wanted to meet with his captains twice a week. So myself and my teammate, Vinoy Garrison, would go into Coach Adams' office. Sometimes he'd be busy outside the office doing some stuff. And who would be sitting like 10 feet away from us? John Wooden. And he would talk to us and ask us about, you know, how our season was going and this and that. He was a middle infielder and I was a shortstop, so we'd talk about that. But I heard him say something that I really, you know, just kind of went, wow, that's pretty amazing. He said, you know, to all of his friends, to every one of his coaching friends, he would wish that they would win a national championship. And to those that maybe weren't his enemies or didn't like him, four or five of them. And I was 21 years old, and I looked at him like, what the heck? That doesn't make any sense at all. And then I got into coaching, and I realized that after you win the first one, there's nothing but like, wow, we did it. You know, 1992, man, we did it. We won a national title. But then you wake up the next morning and you realize, holy smokes, I bet people are going to expect this a lot now.
No. I've often said that it's hard to get there to the top. It's even harder to maintain there,
there. Oh, without a doubt. When you see, you know, you guys that lived here all these years and see what Coach Olson was able to accomplish here in this basketball pro. Yeah, things like that are amazing. And I say that as a coach, man. I look at what people have accomplished and go, wow, because it's not. So, you know, to answer your question, I wish I could say, oh, it's an easy ride. You know, you got a bunch of good players. You just let them go out there and play. It's stressful. It's definitely it's a high-level stress position. But there's a lot of stressful things. My God, my cardiologist, man, thank God for him. But, you know, Dr. Lappin, he's a great man. And, I mean, they're all, you know, everybody's got, hey, you got stressful jobs. You know, is this knucklehead Lopez going to call on time? everybody's got stressful things in their job. But the beauty of what I did for a living is I was able to be outdoors and be a part of a game that gave me so much in terms of my life. And I can never say thank you enough to the game of baseball.
Did you, well, when you won it, because you guys were never behind when you were playing. You never once were behind.
Never trailed.
How much did you enjoy it after the fact?
Well, you know what? I'm saying this very selfishly. I enjoyed it a heck of a lot more than the 92 year because my sons were on the team. Both Michael and David were in the program. One was an infielder, one was a pitcher. Backup players, but still, they're still very close to teammates. And, you know, David was out during the season with Rickard out in Baltimore. Joey Rickard's out in Baltimore mm-hmm. now. And Michael stays in close contact with a lot of his teammates and what have you. But anyway, so not only did I get a chance to enjoy it from a professional standpoint, but, you know, one of the greatest blessings I received, man, the Lord blessed me so much, Steve. I remember, you know, we just won it, and I knew Ray Tanner in South Carolina. We're dear friends from my days at Florida. Great program, and they'd won it, 2 years in a row?
Right.
So it was like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I joked and said this is the Ray Tanner Invitational when we were there. And we ended up winning it, you know, beating them 2 games in a row. And I remember sitting there and watching our guys dogpile and watching my sons jump on the dogpile. I went, son of a gun. And then I looked behind me, and there's my wife and my two daughters, and they're coming down the field. And at one moment, one of the greatest photos I have is literally it's at our home. My wife, two daughters, and my two sons, and, you know, three of us are in baseball uniforms, my two boys and I, and my two girls and my wife are there, and I think, man, oh, man, how many times has that happened to you in a coach's life? You know, you're going to win a national title, and you're going to have your boys on the club. So
right.
It was a pretty special year. It really was.
How did the 40-something-year-old Lopez handle the title compared to the 60-something?
Well, I was 38 years old at Pepperdine. I showed up, and guys on the club still make fun of this. But we showed up to the banquet, and they called me Al Lopez the whole night. They called me Al Lopez the whole night. Didn't know my name. Everybody that was running the banquet in Omaha.
So much for making impressions.
Yeah, no, exactly. They had, you think of the people there. Ron Frazier from Miami was there, and Augie Garrido, Cliff Gustin from Texas. They had some heavy hitters there. And here's this little Mexican guy that's 38 years old from Pepperdine, right? And so they said, Al, you want to come up and – this is a true story, Steve. They said, Al, you want to come up and introduce your and they said Pepperdine.
Uh-huh.
They didn't say Pepperdine. They said Pepperdine. So when the banquet ended, I got our guys together in a conference room at the hotel, and I said, hey, fellas, they don't know my name, and they don't know how to say your name.
Yeah.
I said, so we got two options here, fellas. Either we're going home in two games, and they'll never remember my name, and they'll never know how to say Pepperdine instead of Pepperdine, or you know what? You can stick around for 2 weeks, and they'll remember my name, and they'll definitely remember how to say Pepperdine University. And those guys did it, man. They, you know, we beat Texas twice in 1 week, and Cal State Fullerton 3-2 in the national championship game, and yeah, won a national title in 92. And I learned there the valuable lesson that it's not the best team that wins,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the most talented. It's the hottest team that wins. It's
yes.
The hottest team that wins. And
it,
we were hot.
It happens in sports all around, basketball, football, yeah. In anything.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I've looked at it from a distance. Yeah, it's not the best team that wins all the time. And, you know, sometimes teams have magical years and they just have a great year. But for the most part, you get in that national tournament, basketball, the 14 tournament in football, baseball, the College World Series, it's the team that's hottest. It really is the team that's hottest.
Yeah. Now that we see basketball, now that we're in basketball season, I wonder if this is a thing that relates to you or baseball. So you play a game in baseball in February, because I think your season starts in late January, February.
Correct.
When you play and you stink it up or whatever, or you play very well in February, does that translate to May and June? Or does it
without
just,
a doubt.
It does it?
I mean, you know, hey, I did it for 38 years. I was a head coach for 38 years, five of those at the high school level, the rest at the college level. And I will admit that I always felt that every time you suited up against an opponent was a great day, to learn something. And I used to say that to our guys. Today is the most important game of the year. And the first time freshmen hear that, they go, well, what are you talking about? We're playing, Podunk University.
Sure.
How can this be the most important game of the year? This weekend we got Stanford. And you're saying Podunk on Tuesday night? I said, no, today's the most important game of the year for one reason. It's the only game we have to play today.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to learn something from it. Like, we're going to get something out of today. It might not be what we want to learn. I mean, what we might learn is that, you know what, we're not mentally tough. Because, you know what, we went out there and played to their level instead of them trying to play to our level.
Yeah.
But, or we may learn what I learned with that 2012 club. Oh, man, and I said it to him. I said it to him all the time. Fellas, I can't wait to suit up with you guys because you know what? You play hard every single time you suit up, and that's special. That is really special because at the Division I level, talent is talent. Everybody's got talent, but, man, how about that group that's got talent and they play hard every time they suit up, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't play hard against Arizona State and then not play hard against New Mexico State, or they don't play hard against Stanford and then not play hard against, somebody else that's a lesser opponent in title. You know, but they just, every time they suit up, it's like, hey, this is a chance to play hard. So, yeah, those are special groups. When you have that kind of group, it's they're special to have. They really are. And obviously that 2012 club, I should say, was very special. They were built that way.
So let me ask you another quick question with coaching. How did coaching change from 20, 25 years ago? Or did it?
Yeah, it's changed drastically. I think it's changed unbelievably so.
But, and I ask more so with the kids, coaching the kids.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're in my last 5 or 6 years, I could see the wave, no pun intended because I was at Pepperdine, right? But I could see the wave kind of starting to crest and starting to come. And what I meant by that was that you no longer – could maybe say things or do things to young people that you could do. Hey, okay, I'm going to be real candid about this. I'm done, so I can't get in any trouble, right? Hey, in 1992, my Pepperdine University team, we went to San Francisco and played the University of San Francisco, and they were the worst team in the conference at the time, and we won on Friday, and we would have doubleheaders on Saturday. So we go Friday on single game on Friday, doubleheader Saturday. We won on Friday. We won on Saturday the first game, and then our guys decided to just throw their uniforms out there. Just throw them out there, and who cares who wins, right? Okay. And so we got beat the second game on Saturday. So we won 2 out of 3. We flew back into L.A. about 11 o'clock that night, and I was not happy because of the lack of effort in that last game. I always believe that you got to suit up and play hard. I always believe that my whole life. I was taught that my whole life. Anyway, I took them back to Pepperdine. If anybody's been to Pepperdine campus, they would understand this. There are no lights at Pepperdine. We don't have lights there. You don't play night games at Pepperdine because there are no lights because of the Malibu community. They won't let you have lights there. Steve, we worked out.
Huh?
Till 3 in the morning.
Wow.
We went from 12 to 3. But no lights. So we didn't practice baseball. We just practiced playing hard. Now, I would be fired today. I would be fired today for that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Did it work?
I know that.
Did it work?
I could give you names of athletes that played on a team, and they'll probably we won 36 of our next 38.
So it worked.
And we won a national title. And I could give you names of players in that program. The NCAA did an article on us a couple years ago to celebrate 20 years reunion, 20 year reunion of the national title in 92. And they wouldn't put that in the article, quite honestly, because they said, no, that's going to look bad. I said, no, that's a reality.
That's the purpose of it. Yeah.
That's a reality. Now, am I proud of that? You know, do I walk around? No. I'm just saying I could do that then. And those athletes responded by winning 34, I think, out of the next 30. I think I said 36. I think it was 34 of the next 38 games and won a national title at Pepperdine University, small school to ever win a Division I national title. Only 3,000 students there. And we won a national title there, right?
Yeah.
So they responded that way. And you follow what I'm saying? Was it wrong? Someone listening right now, I'd say, Coach Lopez, you're an idiot. And I'd say, at the time, I probably was.
Yeah.
You know, but I just saw those guys not playing hard. And they now understood that, hey, this guy's really, he really wants us to play hard. Well, they proceeded to play hard for the next 36 games, 38 games, and won a national title, something they remember all their life. And I have a great relationship with all those guys. And, no, but like I said, you could ask those kids, and they'll tell you, yeah, man, that we plugged in after that.
Yeah, no question.
If you did that now, you're gone.
You wouldn't have a job. You're right. You're probably right. You're right.
You're gone.
Coach.
And I'm not debating that. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Yeah, no, I know. We got to have you in so you can spend an hour with me. We can kind of talk about all this stuff. You know, we can talk about anything, you and I. We've done it in the past.
I'd love to do it, man. Love to do it.
Okay, great. We'll contact you again and we'll have you in.
Okay, Steve. Best of luck on this, man.
Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Andy Lopez. We're going to take a break right now. I really enjoy talking to him. We'll take a break and come back on the other side. Thanks, Coach.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Holcock.
And I'm John Holcock.
And we're the Holcock team of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. You know, honey, some people think any real estate company will do, but others expect more.
Kind of like you did when you met me.
You keep thinking that, honey.
Anyway, folks, if you're looking to buy or sell your next home, team up with globally recognized Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage.
And the Holcock team. Call us at 520-342-6586. You can also find us at theholcockteam.com or at facebook.com/Holcock team.
What? A free oil change?
That's right, a free oil change now through Christmas at Breathe Easy Automotive. We're confident that once you've experienced the Breathe Easy difference, you'll trust us with all of your auto repair needs. That's why we're offering you a free oil change. So check us out. Simply visit our website at breatheeasyauto.com, click on our specials page for offer details, and then make an appointment. Print the coupon and enjoy a free oil change and multi-point inspection on the house. Our gift to you. It's that easy.
Hi, I'm Lorena with La Hacienda Family Mexican Restaurant. Today, many people want healthy options. At La Hacienda, we have many delicious dishes to choose from, like our vegetarian fajitas, mixed vegetables, stir-fried in our special sauce with mushrooms and peppers, served on a sizzling plate. Or try the spinach enchiladas, or the healthy vegetarian burritos, or the green corn tamales. There is too much to list here. Make plans to join us today. La Hacienda Family Mexican Restaurant, First Avenue and Tangerine, or at lahaciendaaz.com.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory is going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Tuesday. Year-end tax tips with certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers, plus Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Buckmaster during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Anywhere in the world, live listening, BuckmasterShow.com.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on the arts.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Steve Rivera, and this is Eye on the Ball. Hey, congrats to the old DJ there. Great music today, Bob. You get an A-plus today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I like it. I like it. Hey, we haven't given away that pizza yet, so let's do that from Tino's Pizza on Tenka Verde. It's two slices. It's two big slices of pizza. Come, just call it in, and your first caller will give them to you, and you just have to come and pick up the certificate and go get the pizza.
Is it like old school pizza? Sorry
yeah,
to interrupt.
Yeah, it's really, you know, good, like, juicy, messy pizza.
Yeah,
yummy pizza. Yeah,
with garlic.
It's, well, I guess you could put that stuff on it. Yeah. Well, it depends what you order. But I had lunch there. Last week, maybe 8 days ago.
Mm.
It was good. It's good. It's actually, I was there for breakfast, but I
Tina's Pizza has breakfast.
They have. I was there in the morning, but I ordered pizza.
I mean, that's, come on, breakfast.
I'm a sports writer. We're used to cold pizza, but this was hot, good pizza. It was good. Hey, I always enjoy talking to Coach Lopez. He has the greatest stories. If you ever have a chance to say hello to him, and if you recognize him on the street, you know, you've got to say hi to him. One of the best guys ever because of his history in baseball. He talks about all the stuff he did growing up. I did a big magazine story on him, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago when he was coaching baseball and having that program in some of the best shape they were in. He eventually won a national title 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. God, it seems so short a time ago, but a long time ago. Now that Jay Johnson has come on the scene and done very well with the program, it's kind of seamless between Lopez and Johnson with that baseball program at U of A. I hope to maybe have Coach Johnson here maybe early next month as he prepares for the next season in his career here. He's done a great job. I also want to have Coach Adia Barnes of the women's basketball team. They've done fantastically well. They're 8-1, just beat Long Beach State yesterday in a huge game in terms of score. I think they've been like 70-something. It was like a 30-point win. It was a good game. And I'll have to take you to one of those games, Bob, so we can learn more about basketball.
Hey.
The women's game.
All right.
You know, kind of get you acclimated to the McHale life. You go to UA games every now and again.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to a women's game, but I think, you know, I bet you that would be inspiring for my daughter to go.
Yeah, yeah. They have the highest scorer in the country now. I think it's McDonald is her name. She had 17 points yesterday. She was averaging like 29 a game.
And you said they're 8-1?
8-1, yeah. Their next game is not till the 17th, so they have some time before their next game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that would be inspiring.
We need a lot of games before the conference starts. That's one of the issues with this team, though. They play very well before conference starts, and then they struggle a little in conference play.
I'm still wondering what kind of a pizza do you order for breakfast? I'm still
stuck
on that.
Any kind you want. Let me tell you something. This is the God's honest truth. I kind of eat poorly, and my health probably shows it.
No.
I don't believe that. But I'm a sports writer, and this is how I've always lived my life, kind of like on the go with fast food stuff. And my stomach does not know anything between breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It has
food is food.
So if you're ordering, if I'm ordering pizza at 8 in the morning, my stomach probably tells, hey, it's noon or whatever time.
Hey, we eat a lot of pizza for breakfast at our house.
Sure. So. I mean, I'm a sports. Like I said, I was on the road for 20 some years. Oh. And airports, rental cars to places and blah, blah, blah. You don't have time to do anything but go eat somewhere real quick. And then you have the game food, which is, you know, the game food, hot dogs and whatever, nachos and whatever. I'm a nacho guy. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm just thinking of Tino's tonight and then maybe watch the Monday Night Football. Do I drop a name when I go over there?
No, I'm the producer. I don't know. Depends who's behind the scene. But Dino's the boss there. He's the owner.
And is he there till, you know, 5 at night? Or?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Drop your name or
I'm Steve's guy.
Greg Hanson.
I'm Anthony Chivino. In fact, Anthony should be calling any moment now. He's doing some stuff at his house. I wanted to talk to him about basketball, in part because he does the post-game show on a different station, and I wanted to see what the callers were like, because this town, as you know, is very fickle.
We're fickle.
Last week, Arizona was probably the best team in the country after beating UConn. This week, not so much. But don't you get that sense now that you're on the show?
Yeah, I think my dad, Bill, tends to be that way, and he'll turn it off. And I'm just not that way, because... maybe it's because I'm a father, and if you sit through children's games, you got to hang tough, man. You can't be, you know, forget it. You know, let's get out of here.
That's how most of them are, though. Honestly, you have these huge highs, and then you have these horrendous lows. Just look at last year's team. They had arguably, and people will argue with me, that this was the best, most talented team Arizona has ever had. Most talented team, not best. And then they tanked it in the NCAA tournament in the first round. So, you know, you have good teams and you have bad teams. I think the one thing that people here locally can agree to is that they're playing harder than they did last year, and they're doing all they can to not tank it later on. Anthony, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, you get your honeydews done?
No, I just had it's a big day around here because we had a refrigerator delivered.
Oh, that's a big day in the Jamita house.
What happens when your old one dies on you?
Yes, and your husband, who cares, yes.
I kind of want my food preserved. I kind of like it that way.
Did you get a big one you can put a whole pizza in, Anthony?
We don't have pizza leftovers, Bob. Come on now.
All right. I thought all sportscasters ate pizza for breakfast.
He's a 17-year-old who probably eats all the...
We just eat it all. There's no leftovers.
Yes. Oh, got it. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, how was the post-game show for you guys on yesterday?
It was all right. Got a few calls, but nobody's like super upset about this team. I think most are fairly realistic. I mean, it wasn't a bad game. They lost a game that was
winnable.
Basically a 50-50.
Yeah, a winnable game.
So it was a winnable game, but it was also a losable game. So, you know, I think they're 2-1 in those kind of games now. So I would say they're having the season we thought they would, a little bit on the plus side.
The plus side being what?
Well, the plus side being they're 2-1 in games that were toss-ups. As opposed to being 1-2 in games that are toss-ups.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you to a degree. I still think that Iowa State game deserves a little bullet, if you will, because Iowa State didn't have a player or two that's pretty good.
True. But I think even as constituted, they were pretty good.
Yeah. And a neutral court. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. What do you see that Arizona needs to absolutely get out of somebody or something or more people?
I think it's a little bit of the just general percentages. They need to be like, 5% better here, 10% better here. Where do you get that? I don't know. I mean, you look at the roster and say, where else can we get something?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. you look at Emmanuel Aycott, and I think just physically you think, I need a little bit more from him.
Yep.
I think Ryan Luther still has some runway to take off a little bit, not to be a superstar, but to be better. And, you know, he did have that injured hand for a couple weeks, so he may not be the best Ryan Luther that we can see yet, but I don't know. I mean, Randolph is doing, you know, taking some shots and doing what he can, and Jeter's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's nifty and clever around the basket in ways I didn't know he would be. But against a team like Alabama, he also had some issues, as did Arizona, just playing a kind of a big team that can be physical, and that really showed up in the last 5 minutes when Alabama seemed to grab every one of their own misses and then turn them into points.
Yep.
And that was the big deal. Alabama had 5 offensive rebounds in the final 5-13 and turned them into 10 points.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough to overcome, but it wasn't horrible. I just go back to, I think they are who we thought they were, and that's kind of a team that's, you know, they're not top 25, but they're probably top 40 most days.
Yeah, yeah, which is very strange to hear in Tucson about the Arizona team.
But you look at the Pac-12 and...
Well, there are a bunch of 40, there are a bunch of 50 teams.
There are a bunch of teams that are basically 30 to 70.
Yeah.
Oregon, one of their 5-star freshmen just debuted a couple nights ago, Lewis King. So we'll see if they improve. I think ASU right now is the best team in the league. And, you know, they coughed up a big lead against Nevada, which is obviously a very good team, but would have been a nice win for the league, a nice win for them. So ASU, I think, will be problems for Arizona if we're looking really far ahead, just because they're big and nasty around the rim. And
right.
That's not Arizona style this year.
Right. Hey, we're going to go to break real quick and then come back if you can stay with us. All right.
Yeah.
Great. See you on the other side.
At Raskob Kimborian Financial Advisors, we need to be kept abreast of the market. Lee Schnock Network Solutions has kept us up to date in technology and has allowed us to grow and serve our clients with top-of-the-line continuous research. Lee Schnock services our entire network infrastructure so we can get our work done. We rely on Lee Schnock for their professional and responsive network services.
Raskob Kimborian trusts us with their network. Shouldn't you? Call us today at 888-9122. Lee Schnock Network Solutions, 888-9122.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 1/2/19. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit hughesfcu.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, Your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Wake Up Tucson with Christy Sabone.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. Make sure you RSVP for our Christmas Hanukkah party at wutevents@gmail.com. Tuesday show, Steve Rivera, Jonathan Hoffman, Susan French from the Festivals and Events Association. We're going to do it once more for 4 hours, 10:30 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Wake Up Tucson, mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera. This is 1030 KVOI, Trusted News and Talk. Hey, I'm on the phone with Anthony Jamito of the Arizona Maven and AllSportsTucson.com. So Arizona, so Sean has this team. He has his starting five, and then it has his bench. Where does Devonair fit in this thing? Because he's been absent most of this thing.
Well, he doesn't really fit in at all right
that,
now.
I know, does he? That's strange, very strange.
Well, it's got to be all about defense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Sean has alluded to. That, you know, he mentioned a week or two ago that he's doing well, he's getting better on defense every day in practice, which means, well, he hasn't been very good on defense in practice. And, you know, Sean's going to be all about defense, and it's always about trust. So I think right now that whatever upgrade or potential he might offer on offense, you know, I think Sean's doing the math in his head, and he figured Devonair may be giving that up right back on defense. At some point, you know, it's you always go back to the debate. Well, okay, maybe he's not ready, or maybe he's not doing it in practice. But you do reach a tipping point. Well, what do you have to lose? You know, the other guys aren't doing it. You know what you have. There eventually comes a time you gotta ask for a new card, right? You
right.
know, you
I
already
think so.
if all your other cards are face up, sometimes you gotta take that card that's the next one on the deck.
And his bench has been mediocre at best. I mean, yesterday with 2 minutes from Barcelo and 5 minutes from Lee, so you might have to take that extra card and hope that it's a good one.
Yeah, I think in games like Alabama, where it's close, competitive against a good team, you know, the head coach is always going to ride with his starters. You know, it's one thing to play 10 guys and have 9 guys play double-digit minutes when it's Cal Poly. But when it's Alabama, you know, whether it's Lute or anybody, that rotation gets to be about 7.5.
Yeah.
You'd like to see guys adding, making their pitch for more playing time. And I think it's going the other way, actually. I think Ira Lee's playing his way out.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't looked good at all.
He's been a turnover and foul-making machine.
Yeah, he hasn't looked good. Well, the thing about it, too, then at the end of the game, when the guys are gassed, or one would assume they're gassed, they give up the offensive rebounds, the points come, and you lose the game.
Yeah. I mean, in a strange way, I thought it was the margin wasn't the same like Gonzaga or the Auburn game because Alabama's not as good as those teams.
What about UConn?
But basically, I thought it was the same kind of game. Arizona, what's that?
As UConn?
No. I mean, I thought Arizona, like it did in Gonzaga and Auburn,
mm-hmm.
they basically played pretty well for about 32, 34 minutes. And then, you know, but this needs to absolutely be a 40-minute team because there's no margin of error.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, early, maybe in the first, and it seemed to switch, you know, for the first 5 minutes or so, they were horrible in transition defense. Then they got really bad on offense because they were just taking the first shot that was available. And then at the end, the rebounding and the lack of rebounding showed up. But, you know, again, overall, they did okay. But they're not good enough against a decent team to just play 32, 34 minutes without having that focus. This absolutely needs to be a team that's all about hustle and focus, because they're not going to overwhelm anybody in the top 50, 60 with just sheer talent.
Right, right. And we're well aware of that. And in the Pac-12, like you say, they're probably in, there's about six teams that are in the top 50, and the rest are maybe in the top 75, if that. So I think the road games in the Pac-12 are going to be difficult for them. Home games, not so much, save maybe for an Oregon or whoever. But it's going to be a crazy ride here in the next couple months.
So what do you think? How many wins would you think in the Pac-12?
No more than 12. No more than 12.
Oh, yeah, I think 12 and 6 would be pretty good. That would be good.
Yeah, I think
that would
so,
be
too.
Good. They're going to, you know, barring something crazy here in the last few games of the non-conference, they're going to be 10-3
mm-hmm.
going into the league.
Yeah.
That's fine. Again, if you had said, I'm going to give you Iowa State and Maui, UConn on the road, Alabama on the road, and you said, I'll give you a 2-1 record, you take it.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah.
So again, I don't see really any reason to be like down or this team hasn't lived up to expectations or anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think they kind of are who they are.
Yeah, I don't know what the realistic expectations are. Now that you've seen them a few times, you can kind of go, maybe they'll finish, mine are 12-6 in the league. Where that puts you in the league is anyone's guess, because the league is so bad. Maybe it'll be good enough to get to the tournament. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think in the league, there'll probably be a lot of 9-9, 10-8, 8-10. And we'll see if somebody can put up a 15-3. But I doubt it. I bet the league champ has 14-4. 12-6, you're going to be 22-9 going into the conference tournament. Maybe you win one, lose one. 23-10. What does that get you in the NCAA?
I don't know. Especially with strength of schedule. Or does it get you in?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, you sounded very convincing there.
23-10? Yeah, I think so. I don't think their strength of schedule will be horrible.
I don't know about that.
They played Gonzaga. They played Auburn. Mm. They played a couple of tough, true road games. It's just you're looking at the home schedule. You're setting that home schedule. The home schedule is horrible, but overall the schedule hasn't been horrible.
Yeah, I guess, considering they played the Maui tournament and they played those two teams.
I mean, they played two top 10 teams already.
Yeah.
And they played two, top 50 teams on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they have some quality wins in the Pac-12, I'm not sure where they're going to come or who they're going to come against.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, it's still way too early. It's all premature. But I think that there's no question the bench has to play better. You referred to Ryan Luther. I agree with you there. He needs to play better for this team to get better. And Lee and Barcelona need to step up.
Yeah. Are you really counting on Barcelona?
No.
Or Barcelona?
Not really. And, the guy that I don't really talk about is Acott a lot. He, too, needs to step up.
I guess. But what if you can't?
Well, then this...
That's kind of my point. What if you can't?
Yeah, then I don't know what to tell you, because it's...
I mean, these are all... I guess in Acott's case, he literally is a five-star recruit, but, I'm not sure how... He wasn't that five-star one-and-done...
Yeah, yeah.
His run off to the NBA. I just don't know if they have a lot more in their tank to give.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Anthony. Get back to your... husband duties.
I'm going to watch my fridge.
Go
back. I'm going to watch get cold.
Get cold. Yeah, like your heart. Get it cold. Get it cold. Like your heart. Hey, thanks for joining me, Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, great show today. Coach Andy Lopez, Joseph Blair. We'll try to do this again tomorrow, Bob. Thanks a bunch for everyone for listening and calling in. We'll have more pizza tomorrow. Appreciate it.